Discover insights to boost your business or improve your quality of life right here on the Soar to Success podcast with your host, Pat Altvader.
My guest today is Karen Capello. She is a certified coach who works with leaders and coaches who want to enjoy their success and grow their businesses with ease and joy. That's what we all want, right? Welcome to the podcast, Karen.
I am so excited for our audience to hear all about you.
Well, thank you, Pat. It really is a delight to be here with you, and I can tell we're going to have a great time today.
I think so. Yeah. So why don't we get started by you giving a little bit of your background of how it led you to being this wildly successful coach, and then we'll talk a little bit more about what you do now.
Okay. Well, you know, when I was young, I was a university professor. Then I went into being a president of a semiconductor manufacturing firm, and then I became an estate and financial planner. So I say I ruined my resume, and I had to come into coaching to bring it all together. But I do want to share just this one little moment that I had when I was in estate planning, when I was thinking of leaving.
Okay.
And I was working 60 to 70 hours a week. Seriously, I can't even imagine it now, right?
Yeah.
But I was. And all I wanted to do, I wanted three things. I wanted to wear comfy clothing because I was so tired of suits and heels and all of that. I wanted to wake up without a blaring alarm clock because we didn't have these beautiful church chimes that we do on our own now. And then I wanted to do all of this working less hours, which that wasn't hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to have, so I wanted those three things, and I wanted to be able to live my life in the style that I was accustomed to.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I wasn't sure I could do all that. You know, I thought you had to work hard in order to make money.
Yeah. But you learned otherwise, didn't you?
I did. It's been so great.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about what you do now and kind of why you do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I am I'm a master certified coach, and I really help other coaches and some entrepreneurs. I'm both basically focused on coaches, but it goes for all entrepreneurs mm-hmm. to grow their businesses with ease and joy.
Mm-hmm.
And why I do it is because I was so successful, Pat. I'm going to say this. I made $1 million roundtable my second year in estate planning,
wow.
which was unheard of.
Yeah.
But look at what the price I was paying.
Yeah, 60 hours a week.
It was too hard. I had no self-care.
Yeah.
We didn't even have a lunchroom in our building. You know, we all ate at our desks. So what I wanted to do, what I set out to do, my big why, was to see if I could have the same type of success with ease and joy. And that's actually my tagline, success with ease and joy.
Yeah, I like it.
Some days are more joyous than others, I will admit. You know, I'm a business owner. But for the most part, that's what I wanted to do. Could I have the same amount of success without all that hard work?
Yeah, how fantastic. That is really great. And so the type of people that you attract, who are your typical clients?
My typical clients are clients, people like me, right? They came out of a corporate background.
Mm-hmm.
They were leaders. They were used to being the go-to person for everyone around them. They had a great reputation and they were tired, you know, and they wanted to do things a little easier. So they've come out and they've gotten some coach training in my case.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. My clients have gotten coach training and all of a sudden they realize they don't really know how to create their own business.
Yes.
They were in a very, in an organization, in an environment where they were a little bit more protected or, you know, they had a assistant.
Right.
They had people around them, keep bringing them coffee, whatever it was. And now they're sitting behind their desk by themselves.
That's right. With no client, no marketing expertise, right?
Right. And that's one of the things that I would say that I'm disappointed a bit in the coaching industry, because we train people. And by the way, it cost me more money and time to get my coach's certification than it did my master's degree.
Yeah.
So it's pricey. And it takes, my master's, I did a quick master's, but it takes time. So all of this energy and all of this time, and all of this money spent. And after a couple of years, here you are, you're a certified coach,
yeah.
but you have no idea how to market yourself, how to sell. Well, actually, you do have a lot of ideas about this, but no one's ever taught you.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I see that a lot in the business that we're in with our video production. We have a lot of clients and they're in that situation where they are trained. They could be excellent, excellent coaches, and they aren't quite sure what to do to get the word out. So they're little secrets. So I'm glad that you're here to help them.
I am.
Yeah. So I am really fascinated by your whole spiritual journey. So can you share a little bit about that and then tell us how you weave it into what you do?
Yeah. So when I was president of a semiconductor manufacturing company, I was, Tucson, Arizona here, it's very, I grew up in Chicago. So in Tucson, Arizona, it's very popular, I will say, for all of this like alternative healing and, you know, this woo-woo stuff, if you will. And so I got involved with some people and they were bringing medicine men up and they had, you know, all these different things. And so I just, you know, on the weekends, I was going to all these different alternative healing sessions, sweat lodges, things that I never knew anything about. And when I would go back home to the Midwest to talk to, you know, everyone was asking me all these quiet questions about it. You know, like, oh, just, you know, what's going on with all this stuff? Because it just wasn't popular back then. And I realized that energy is everything.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I'm a former speech major, Pat. Okay. So I did know the difference between content and delivery. Mm-hmm. And I knew if you had all the great content in the world, but you couldn't deliver it well, no one was going to hear you.
Yeah.
Now, if you had a great delivery, even if you didn't have too much content.
Everybody loves you.
Right? Everybody loves you. You can entertain people. So this spirituality and this energy, I started really looking at, you know, like all of this, who I was being rather than what I was doing. Mm-hmm. And that's how I started my coaching business. And that's actually one thing I would say to entrepreneurs and coaches and everyone, you've got to be yourself in your marketing and your sales as much as you are yourself in your delivery of your business.
Yes.
And that's one of the things that there's a little bit of a disconnect I found.
Yes, I think so, because I think sometimes people are told you need to do this particular marketing tactic and they don't want to. So that insecurity or negative energy about that particular tactic subconsciously comes through, don't you think?
Totally comes through. So this is why I work with coaches, and I do have other clients who are entrepreneurs other than coaches. But business owners, I work with them to say, okay, how do you bring your true self, your authenticity into your marketing? And just because somebody made $1 million with this one strategy or tactic doesn't mean you're going to. In fact, if you try it and it's not aligned with who you truly are, your energy is going to go out there. It's not going to be good for anybody and you too. And these beautiful coaches and beautiful business owners are just trying to help people.
Right.
This is the thing that is so crazy. They're trying to help people and spending all this money and time on getting trained and getting untrained on marketing and being in programs and things. And all they want to do is help people.
Yes.
All they want to do is have people say, hey, I see the value. So if you have your energy, your true, and I call it essence energy. I've coined this term.
Oh, cool. I like it.
Right? Everybody has an energy that they feel when they are most alive.
Yeah, right.
When you say, oh my gosh, I should go out and buy a lottery ticket today. Like, what is that energy? What's that feeling in your body? And I do this with a lot of the coaches. I take them through a little visualization, but to find your essence energy, but even like my essence energy, I have a name for it. It's kind of tender exuberance. Mm. So there is this exuberance, but there's also this love and tenderness that comes to it.
Yeah.
And when I am that way, my ideal clients really come towards me.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody has their stuff, right? Everybody has their stuff. Like some people are very perfectionistic. We all have our fears. And one of my, I wouldn't call it a fear, but concern is not to be taken seriously. I want to be taken seriously, but I have all this tender exuberance. Yeah. So that's my balance every day. And I find that every coach, every business owner has a little bit of that limiting belief, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. Yours may be different than being taken seriously. And we need to balance it with, okay, let me let that go. And let me just be myself and know that my ideal clients are going to go, I want to work with you, Karen. Yeah,
right. And so authenticity is something that people are always talking about, like be authentic, but no one knows really how to do that. Do you agree?
Well, I do agree. That's why I have this essence energy, because I get each of the people I work with, the coaches, I get them to get what is your essence energy. Mm-hmm. And once they know that, don't write an email before you get into your essence energy, because this stuff is going out everywhere. Yeah. Like, don't do anything. Align all of your marketing with your essence energy. So some coaches have a lot of great essence energies, like, you know, Radiant Joy is another essence energy of one of my clients. I was on a webinar one day, a free webinar, and one of the people said, my essence energy, I named it Tulip. And I said, as long as you know what that feeling is,
yeah, right.
When you say tulip and you go, okay, I can feel it, perfect. Whatever that essence energy is, some people have more of like a powerhouse energy. Mm-hmm. Some people have a joyful energy. Like everybody has a different style.
Yes.
So even thinking to yourself, you know, that's actually a tip I give is what, you know, figure out your essence energy. What is that energy like when you're holding your grandkids, you know, or you're petting your cat? Like, what is that energy? And then bring that into everything you do and use it as a criteria. Like, if this marketing technique brings me more into my essence energy, I need to do it. If it takes me out of my essence energy, even if it worked for everybody else in the world, I can't do it.
Yeah, exactly. That is such great advice. I really love it. Thank you for sharing that. So what is your vision for your future?
Oh, you know, it's very interesting because I probably will do coaching till the day that I die because I just love it so much. But I am slowing down a little bit, I will say. So I've started doing more groups.
Okay.
And I instead of one-on-one coaching. So my vision is to have a little more time off for my own self-care. Mm-hmm. I live within driving distance of two world-class spas. So I'm a spa gal. I love to do, so I want to have more time to go on my spa days. Yeah. And do some with my girlfriends, do things like that. I want to spend time with my sweetie. We're foodies. We like to go out to like restaurants and try new things. And my mother is here with me in Tucson.
Oh,
she's
nice.
Needing a little bit more support.
Yeah.
So I want to be able to have time for her. So my vision is to really support coaches. It has been that way all along. Mm-hmm. In creating their business, in making money. I'm going to say this. Mm-hmm. I know it might not be popular because we coaches, we're very soft, you know, loving all this, but really we're in business to make income.
Yes, exactly.
Our lifestyle, you know, 529 plans for your grandkids, a new computer, like a trip to Bora Bora, whatever it is you want. You
spa
know, like,
day every week, right?
Spa day every week, Pat, right? So this is the kind of thing that I want to, that my vision is to help as many coaches and, I know we've got people on the line who aren't coaches, but as many coaches as I can to grow their businesses with ease and joy. Because here's the thing, every coach that grows their business makes an impact on other people. So this ripple effect for me can go way out.
Yes.
My impact can go really far out. And then also, I love the coaches and I love their hearts and souls, and I want them to be able to make a business out of this.
Yeah.
I want to be able to have the money to do whatever they want to do.
Yeah, excellent. That's so great. And so do you have a morning routine that you start your day with every day, or do you believe in morning routines?
I do, but you're okay. So this is a confession here. So I get up every morning, and my sweetie, he wakes up before I do. So he gives me, you know, I come out into the living room. He gives me a hug. He makes me a cup of coffee. I sit in my chair, and seriously, before I do anything, I play Words with Friends.
Let's play together.
I do, yeah, find me. So I play Words with Friends, and I just do, you know, I have a few games going on, and I wake up slowly, because remember, I can't stand waking up with that alarm clock. I can't stand waking up fast. I wake up slowly, I have my cup of coffee, and then at some point, I pull my laptop onto my lap, and then I know, you know, I'm going to read my emails, I'm going to see what people are saying, and I'm still kind of in a, you know, in a nice, easy state. And then I love to do, there's a, on YouTube, there are lots of these 528 hertz frequency. It's music.
Oh, okay.
And it's a universal tone.
Okay.
And some of them are binaural beats, which means you put your headsets or your ear pods on, and then they entrain your brain.
Hmm.
And this is pure ease and joy, because I don't have to do anything. I just sit there with this music, and it increases my vibration and my energy.
Yeah, excellent. And what is it called again? 520?
528 hertz. 528 HZ music. And there's a lot of free stuff on YouTube. So I just pick out something, and I just put it on my phone, and I listen to this music to get myself in alignment.
Yeah. For how many minutes? I'm sorry for interrupting. How many minutes?
Usually 30 minutes to an hour.
Okay. All right.
And I can do this while I'm doing my Words with Friends. This is the beauty of
love. Right? Yes.
I can listen to this music while I'm doing my emails.
Yeah.
So I put it on, and then I'm an ultimate leverager, but it does increase my vibration without me having to do much.
Yeah, that's fantastic. What a great tip. So do you do regular meditation, or is this like your meditation?
I do that. I do a lot of different things. I'm a Gemini, so I like variety, supposedly. I don't know. That is true for me. So I do a lot of different things. Some days I'll do forgiveness work. Some days I'll do emotional freedom technique.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, just depending on what I feel. And I have a great story about forgiveness work. I want to say to every business owner, this is another tip. Forgiveness work is a huge benefit to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned in my invoice, and they were supposed to pay me on a certain day. So forgiveness. So I did some work for a company, and they owed me money. I put in my invoice. The day I was supposed to get paid, didn't get paid. A week later, I'm still not paid. And by the way, it was a few thousand dollars. It wasn't going to make or break the bank for me, but I like to be in integrity. And I wanted them to just say to me, look, we're having a little cash flow. You know, we're going to pay you in 10 months. That would have been fine, but nobody communicated with me. So I found myself getting a little irritated. And then I would see the head of this company on Facebook posting all this stuff. And I was like, you know, so I said, look, I know I am the creator of my own life. Something is going on with me. So I took a forgiveness worksheet from the Radical Forgiveness book. There's a book called Radical Forgiveness. It took me 20 minutes, and I went through this whole forgiveness exercise. Went into the kitchen to get a drink of water, came back, and there was an email there. Look, they had not communicated with me for a month. You've got money. And they had paid me 6 minutes, Pat, after I had done this forgiveness work. So people might think this is fluffy stuff, but I'm saying, business owners, if stuff is happening, if your invoices are slow, or if you don't have the clients you want, start doing some of this inner work.
Yes. Yeah. So don't you think that part of that is that I have a situation like that right now, so I'm going to go do that as soon as we hang up. but don't you think part of it is that the more frustrated you get, the more you repel it from coming to you?
Absolutely. I believe there's this red thread that connects us to all other people.
Mm-hmm.
And when that channel is clear, everything is fine. But I, with my resistance to this, I'm sure I caused, you know, some of this, but I forget. Yeah. You know, in the middle of my life, I'm like, it's about them.
Yeah.
No, it's about me.
Yeah, right. That's great. Good. So I understand you just did a really interesting presentation about measuring business results. Can you give us a few tidbits of information that everyone can benefit from?
Yes. Thank you, Pat. I mean, this is something that I think I've become kind of an advocate about this in the last couple of years. So we coaches, of course, we have to measure results in accounting, right? You have to, I mean, you got to know how much income you made, but what is between, you know, what do you do? What are some of the things you do that create that income? And do you know what those are? And can you do more of those and let go of the things that aren't creating the income? I think many coaches and business owners, we're just moving forward. We're not really thinking about these kind of things. So there are two results that coaches measure, and I think this could be true for anyone. We could measure our clients' results. Mm-hmm. So if my clients are doing well, I'm doing well, right? So I'm going to measure my clients. So some of the things for me, since I help coaches grow their businesses, I measure income. Mm-hmm. Like, are my coaches, we have a 12-week program, and I say to them, look, if you don't make back at least what you paid for this program, plus you have all your marketing done for a quarter, you can come into the next program for free. And because I believe in that, we should have a return on investment, because once we have a return on investment and we're tracking, we don't have to sell. Mm-hmm. We just say, here's what the results are. For instance, in my groups, I've been doing these for the last, I think, 5 months. We have 92% of the coaches have made at least their investment back.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm very proud of that.
No kidding, you should be.
I mean, that really does say something. Yeah. So measure your clients' results. Yeah. I want everybody to really get this. The other thing is, you want to measure your own results, but you also want to measure your own actions. Mm-hmm. So your results are, you know, I made X number of dollars in so much of a time, right? Those are income results, or I served this many clients. But what are the actions that are going to get you there? Mm-hmm. So on a daily basis, because once you know that, then you know what to do every day.
Yeah.
And you're not like thinking, well, what should I be doing? Or can I go on Facebook? Like, I have a client recently, Pat, that hired me, and he says, I'm not on social media at all. I don't want to be messing around on Facebook and LinkedIn. And I said, oh, are you kidding? Messing around? I said, your ideal clients are on LinkedIn, and you can find them because there's searches.
Yeah.
We're not talking about messing around. We're talking about getting you to the people that you can help in a very strategic way.
Yeah.
Well, that made a difference to him, right? Mm-hmm. So like we know in coaching, for instance, enrollment conversation, market research conversations generate cash. Mm-hmm. So don't sit behind your computer like every day. Like in our case, in the Quick Start Intensive, we have a certain amount of points, marketing points you do per week, and there's a whole menu. Mm-hmm. So whatever you're aligned with. But let's just say the statistics in coaching are that anywhere between 25 and 60% of enrollment conversations will turn into clients.
Yeah.
All right. So if I want one client, have four conversations.
Yeah.
Your probabilities are high.
Yeah.
So are you having, if let's say you work 5 days a week, are you having one conversation each of those 4 days? If you would each month do whatever it took to get your ideal clients into those conversations, track how many of those conversations you're having. If you have four conversations a week by the end of the month, the probability of you having four clients are high.
Yeah, exactly. As a numbers person, that totally resonates with me. And I used to be in sales, and so I get that. You have to know how many people do you have to talk to get that client, and how many contacts you need to make to get those many people to talk to, right?
Right. But Pat, no one's talking to the coaches. Well, not no one, but not too many people are talking to the coaches about this kind of stuff.
Yeah. Right. Because it's more in the sales environment that I see that information. Yeah.
It is. And you see so many coaching websites out there where they're going, I help women transition. Well, transition to what? You know, I help people empower themselves. Well, how, what? You know, like, they got to get into a niche and they got to really go deep into that ideal client. So these are big tips for people that are in business. Yeah. Serve a certain audience. I have another client who works with, what does she say? They're abrasive leaders, but she uses the word perceived abrasive leaders, because a lot of abrasive leaders are just scared. I mean, they're scared. Yeah. So she has this thing about perceived abrasive leaders, and people are looking for her because these leaders, and especially in the university environment where they're tenured and they can't get rid of them.
Oh, yeah.
It costs 1 year's salary when you let go of somebody. So say somebody's making round figures $100,000, and my client comes in and goes, well, in 90 days, it costs $20,000, but this is true in my client's case. She has an 85% success rate in turning around these leaders.
Wow.
So who's not going to say, I'll give $20,000 to save $100,000?
Yeah.
I've got an 85% chance of this working. This is why I say the numbers, because once you have the numbers, and I know, Pat, I'm preaching to the choir with you.
But not just, but we're talking to the general audience.
Yeah. I mean, really, the general audience. If you start tracking your own numbers and your clients' numbers, when you have these conversations, you're going to be so confident.
You're not going to say, exactly.
You know, let's do 3 months of coaching. Will you get 3 sessions a month and you get unlimited texting? Who cares, right?
Yeah, right. But if you're in your essence and you bring your results to them, how can they say no?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, cool. Very cool. So Karen, tell me, what would be the most memorable speaking engagement you ever had?
Oh, barring none, I went to Venice and spoke at the University of Venice, Ca' Foscari. It was so beautiful. I was a chief learning officer at International Coach Academy. So I coach students and train students all over the world. And one of my students said, the ICF Italia conference is happening in Venice. Will you come and speak? And they paid me. And of course, I used everything they paid me for my stipend. To go over for this trip, you know, we flew business class at the top of the bubble of the plane, and this and the room we were in, like all this red velvet drapes and Murano glass chandeliers, and we had just beautiful coaches. And I am Italian. Both of my grandfathers were born in Italy, so it was such a special time for me to be with all the Italian coaches and to share with them. I think I spoke on group coaching that day, but that was really so memorable. It was just it was a delight to be there.
Yeah, what a cool experience. Mm-hmm. So Karen, tell us, what else do you like to do in your life to have fun besides go to the spa?
Well, yeah, that is my number one. I actually go out to dinner almost every night. So meeting all these different people, and we're members of the country club, and the country club to me reminds me of college. Like we all go over to eat and it's like the college cafeteria only in a different way. And we see our friends and we chat away and talk to them. I'm not very athletic, so I don't do a lot of like, you know, biking or hiking, although this is a beautiful place for it. But I have my mother here. So we go to the movies, we go out for tea, we go out for lunch. You know, I have a lot of friends that, that I connect with. So, it's a very relaxing type of life for me. My fun is relaxation for me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. And don't you think that a lot of people who work from home really do need that socialization of getting out and being around other people?
Definitely. And that's why, you know, that's why we like to go out to dinner. I mean, I know it's not everybody can do that, but I'm home all day in my office, that then when I get out, you know, we're interacting with people. I really think people need to do that. You know, even lunch, like I go out to lunch with a lot of people because I'm an extrovert, you know, so I like to talk to people, find out how I'm doing. And so meals are easy times to do that. But I think it's so important to build that in. If you are, especially if you're working out of your home, it's so important.
Yeah, excellent. So Karen, is there any way that people can connect with you and get a little taste of what you do?
Oh, you know, thank you, Pat. Listen, we're redoing the website right now. So here's, and I did a, this presentation, this 90-minute presentation on measuring coaching success, and it was pretty well received, if I do say so myself. So I don't have the recording and I don't have all that yet. If you would like a copy of Measuring Coaching Success, which goes into a lot more detail, send an email to support@karencapello.com.
Okay, great.
And when it's ready, we'll send it to you. Now make sure you put two P's and two L's in Capello.
Yes. Okay.
support@karencapello.com. And we'll just keep your email address, and as soon as that's ready, we'll send it out to you.
Great. Thank you. And how soon do you think that might be?
I think it might be within the next month or so.
Okay, good.
Maybe sooner.
Good. Okay. So what's the best way for people to connect with you?
Well, seriously, the best way is through email, because if you call my office, you know, I'm on the phone a lot. Yeah. So it's hard. And then, you know, with the visual voicemail, I got to get back to people. So the email is the best. And if you would like to connect, I'm going to say, I know this is going out to a lot of people, but I'm going to say, send me an email to Karen@karencapello.com directly to me. And I will, I'll answer any questions. This is my life's work. Mm-hmm. So I don't mind getting a lot of emails.
Yeah.
And I don't have like one of those, you know, promotions folders or anything. Everything comes right to me. So just send me something. If you have a question or an acknowledgement or something you want to know about.
And what about connecting on social media?
Oh, everywhere. Anywhere you are. Although I have one Instagram post, Mike.
me too.
I looked you up on Instagram. You have one post. So LinkedIn is a great place to find me, because there's just a lot of good information there. I'm really, really big on Facebook. So I also have a Facebook page, and I have a free group on Facebook. If you're interested, it's called Business Boost.
Okay.
So thank you, Pat. That's a really good way, because I do a lot of videos and free information on that group. So that would actually be a really good way to find me.
Perfect. Excellent. So one question I ask everybody who's on the Sort of Success podcast with me is, when you meet someone, or maybe a new coach that you have that you're going to work with, what are three traits that when you see those in that person, you know that they are going to be able to soar to success?
Okay, number one, they have a very strong energy. Mm-hmm. I can feel it when I meet them, that whatever that is, whether it's joy or power, whatever their essence energy is, that I can feel that energy when I meet them. The other thing is, when I talk to them, they know what they need to do in a daily basis to create success. Mm-hmm. They've figured it out. They've thought about it. They're able to really pinpoint that. Mm-hmm. And then the third thing that I see in people who really soar to success is they have a bias for imperfect action.
Okay.
So these people who are like coaches who are, you know, spending months doing their website and they haven't even talked to a client, right? Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter. Perfection. Throw perfection out the window. Get out there. It doesn't matter. And be yourself. And, you know, like even if, you know, if I think I need a better backdrop, or if I think I need to look better or be better, doesn't matter. Get out there and talk to people, because that is the best. So imperfect action, just stay in action.
Yeah. Excellent. Great. Thank you. Those are unique too, other than what I sometimes hear. So thanks a lot. So Karen, it has been an absolute delight to be in your energy today. And thank you so much for being on the Sort of Success podcast. You provided such great information. I think our listeners and the people who read the magazine are just going to get a wealth of knowledge. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Pat. And I have so enjoyed meeting you. We didn't even know each other. I feel like you're a kindred spirit. And I also want to thank you for providing this great platform for all coaches and business owners to help them soar to success. I love that name. So thank you, Pat.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Karen. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Soar to Success podcast. For more insights into growing your business or improving your quality of life, visit SoarToSuccessMagazine.com and subscribe to the Soar to Success podcast on iTunes.